What makes a teacher stay?
Is it salary, school leadership, classroom support, the students, the district? Or is the decision to leave shaped by something more complicated? A mix of economic pressure, workplace conditions, professional identity, and geography? In Pennsylvania, that question is especially complex. This is not a state with one education story. It is Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. It is small cities, rural districts, wealthy suburbs, charter schools, career and technical centers, and communities with sharply different tax bases, political cultures, and economic realities. So when policymakers ask whether more money can reduce teacher turnover, the better question may be, more money, for whom, in what kind of school, and under what conditions? Welcome to this executive summary of To Leave or Not to Leave, a population study investigating how compensation and auxiliary spending influence teacher turnover in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This doctoral dissertation examines a deceptively simple issue, whether financial investment helps retain public school teachers. But rather than treating Pennsylvania as a single uniform education market, the study approaches it as a diverse commonwealth made up of distinct regions and school types. Using Pennsylvania Department of Education data from 2012 through 2017, the study analyzes nearly the entire public school teacher workforce across local education agencies. It focuses on two major forms of investment: teacher compensation and auxiliary spending. That is, per-pupil spending outside direct instructional costs. The analysis uses Cox proportional hazard survival models to estimate how these financial factors influence the risk that teachers leave their positions. The central finding is clear. Money matters, but not in a simple, universal, or mechanical way. The study begins from a policy problem. Teacher turnover is costly. It disrupts student learning, damages morale, weakens institutional memory, and forces districts to spend time and resources recruiting, hiring, and training replacements. These burdens are especially acute in schools that already face staffing challenges, high poverty, or shortages in high-need subjects such as mathematics, science, special education, and English as a second language. But the dissertation argues that turnover cannot be understood solely through salary. Its theoretical framework blends three ideas. First, human capital theory frames compensation as a means of economic survival. Teachers, like all workers, weigh whether their job provides enough financial return for their labor, credentials, and opportunity costs. Second, motivation hygiene theory distinguishes between factors that prevent dissatisfaction and factors that create deeper satisfaction. A raise can reduce dissatisfaction, but it does not automatically create purpose, belonging, or commitment. Third, person environment. Fit theory examines whether teachers feel aligned with their school, role, leadership, and professional identity. Together, these theories form what the dissertation describes as a synthetic Maslowian framework. Salary helps satisfy basic economic needs. Auxiliary supports help create workplace security. Leadership, autonomy, and fit shape the higher order reasons teachers remain committed to a school. This framework is essential because the findings show that a one-size-fits-all funding policy is inadequate. Across Pennsylvania, the effect of additional compensation varies by region, school type, teacher experience, Title I status, and subject area. In some settings, especially where teachers appear to face strong economic pressure, pay increases reduce the risk of turnover. In other settings, even sizable increases have a limited effect, suggesting that the problem is not simply pay, but working conditions, support, leadership, or broader professional fit. The dissertation is especially careful about the distinction between new and experienced teachers. New teachers may be more vulnerable to economic instability, classroom stress, and a lack of support. Experienced teachers, by contrast, have accumulated more professional capital, may have more opportunities, and may respond differently to salary or workplace conditions. High-need subject areas also complicate the picture. Mathematics and science teachers may have labor market alternatives outside education, especially in regions with stronger technology, healthcare, or private sector opportunities. Special education and ESL teachers face a different set of pressures, including caseloads, compliance demands, and the challenge of serving students with intensive needs. The study also examines auxiliary spending. These dollars are often overlooked because public debate tends to equate school funding with teacher salaries. Yet auxiliary spending supports the broader ecosystem of schooling, counseling, health services, student supports, administration, transportation, and other conditions that can affect whether teaching feels sustainable. However, the dissertation finds that auxiliary spending does not automatically reduce turnover. Its impact depends on how funds are allocated and whether they actually reach the conditions teachers experience day to day. More spending, by itself, is not the same thing as better support. This leads to one of the study's most important conclusions. Low pay is a powerful demotivator, but pay raises alone are a weak long-term strategy for job satisfaction. For state policymakers, the implication is that Pennsylvania's school funding system must become more sensitive to regional and local realities. A fairer formula should account for student need, local capacity, geographic difference, and the uneven burdens placed on districts. For local education leaders, the dissertation points toward targeted retention strategies, competitive pay where economic pressure is strongest, meaningful supports where burnout is likely, constructive collective bargaining, careful management of per-pupil spending, and leadership that gives teachers autonomy, voice, and professional respect. Ultimately, to leave or not to leave is not just a study about teachers changing jobs. It is a study about how public systems communicate value. Teachers may leave because the pay is too low, but they may also leave because the work has become unsustainable, because support is insufficient, because leadership is misaligned, or because policy treats schools as interchangeable units rather than human organizations. The dissertation's message is both practical and cautionary. Money matters, but context matters more. If Pennsylvania wants to retain teachers, it cannot rely on slogans, formulas, or ideology alone. It must ask what teachers need to survive, to feel secure, and to flourish. Because the question is not merely whether teachers stay or leave. The question is whether schools are built in ways that make staying possible.